From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has made an unannounced visit to Somalia. He's the first top U.S. diplomat to do so. The State Department said Kerry landed at Mogadishu Airport around noon Tuesday and expected to meet with government officials during his visit. Meanwhile, in Nairobi Monday, Secretary Kerry said the U.S. is providing Kenya and the U.N. another $45 million to help care for hundreds of thousands of Somali refugees in camps in Kenya. Secretary Kerry also honored the 1998 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi. He also spoke about South Sudan's leaders' inability to end more than a year of fighting.
It is increasingly clear that justice and accountability, as well as reconciliation, are essential to peace. And to complement our existing funding for local reconciliation efforts, the United States is committing an additional $5 million to support South Sudanese and international efforts to create a credible, impartial, and effective justice mechanism, such as a hybrid court, in order to hold perpetrators of violence to account.
Again, that is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The Save the Children aid group reported another Mediterranean migrant tragedy Tuesday, with survivors saying dozens of their fellow passengers fell out of their rubber boat and likely drowned as a rescue vessel neared. Save the Children's spokesperson from Sicily said the exact toll was not known. Meanwhile, Italian officials are also struggling to find ways to care for nearly 7,000 more refugees who were rescued at seas over 3 days, ending on Monday. You're listening to VOA News. Syrian government forces and opposition fighters have carried out attacks in Aleppo that may be war crimes and crimes against humanity, according to a report Tuesday by Amnesty International. It based its findings on interviews with more than 100 people who lived or work in Aleppo. Amnesty described military attacks since January that included dropping barrel bombs and other imprecise explosive weapons on markets, mosques, hospitals, and schools. The Islamic State militant group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack on a convention center outside the U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, where a contest for cartoons depicting Islam's Prophet Muhammad was taking place. So far, there's been no immediate comment from U.S. officials on the IS claim. The extremist group made the announcement Tuesday on its radio station, saying that two of the soldiers of the caliphate carried out Sunday's attack on a free speech event in the town of Garland. A strong earthquake shook Papua New Guinea Tuesday, rattling residents but causing little damage on the nation. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude quake was 7.5 and struck at a depth of 42 kilometers. Aid deliveries continued Tuesday in Nepal, where some outlying areas remained difficult to reach more than a week after a massive earthquake shook the nation. Crews are still digging through collapsed buildings, and the government said more than 7,500 people had died as a result. Meanwhile, the World Food Program is expanding its efforts to get food to those in need. This is Executive Director Etherin Cousins.
Of course, it's a struggle. It's a daily struggle, in particular when so many people arrive in 1 day or 2 days. We are speaking about almost 7,000 people in a weekend. So the system is, of course, under pressure.
The United Nations says 8 million people have been affected by the disaster. Israel's government Monday pledged to crack down on racism and discrimination on Ethiopian Jews. The pledge followed protests involving hundreds of Ethiopians in Tel Aviv Sunday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with an Israeli soldier from Ethiopia whose beating at the hands of police sparked the protests.
We prepared for this disaster, so we're ahead.
We'll have that comment for you later in the newscast. U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to name Marine General Joseph Dunford as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Tuesday. He replaces Army General Martin Dempsey as the nation's top uniformed military advisor. Dunford currently serves as the Marines commanding officer. It's a post he assumed late last year. Dunford is a native of Boston, and he was first commissioned as a Marine officer in 1977. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.